This is the Business English Certificate, Vantage 5, Listening Test 4. You will hear an introduction to each part of the test, and you'll have time to look at the questions before you listen. You'll hear each piece twice. While you're listening, you should write your answers on the question paper. You'll have time at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There will now be a pause. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. Part one, questions 1 to 12. You will hear three telephone conversations or messages. Write one or two words or a number in the numbered spaces on the notes or forms below. After you have listened once, replay each recording. Conversation 1. Questions 1 to 4. Look at the note below. You will hear a man leaving a message about deliveries for one of his company's suppliers. You have 15 seconds to read through the note. Now listen to each recording. Conversation 1. Questions 1 to 4. Look at the note below. You will hear a man leaving a message about deliveries for one of his company's suppliers. You have 15 seconds to read through the note. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Good morning.
Each recording. Conversation 1. Questions 1 to 4. Look at the note below. You will hear a man leaving a message about deliveries for one of his company's suppliers. You have 15 seconds to read through the note. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Good morning.
Each recording. Conversation 1. Questions 1 to 4. Look at the note below. You will hear a man leaving a message about deliveries for one of his company's suppliers. You have 15 seconds to read through the note. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Good morning.
Each recording. Conversation 1. Questions 1 to 4. Look at the note below. You will hear a man leaving a message about deliveries for one of his company's suppliers. You have 15 seconds to read through the note. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Good morning.
10 seconds to read through the note. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Good morning. This is Gupta Ramesh from Morgan & Turnbull. We've been having a few security problems lately, so we've reviewed our delivery arrangements. First of all, until further notice, drivers should use the warehouse gate instead of the main factory gate. That's the one in Station Road. A second point I want to discuss is, as you have heard, we're issuing IDs to replace the general permits drivers are using at the moment. We're sending couriers with them tomorrow morning. They should be placed on the inside of the windscreen to activate the sensor in the gate. It's very important they don't forget to do it, because after this week, there'll only be automatic access to the yard. We're putting a stop to manual access. And finally, this is a safety measure to reduce vehicle movement in the yard. In future, drivers should proceed to the parking area before checking in at reception. I hope this is all clear. Please call me if you have any problem. Bye.
Now listen to the recording again. Conversation 2. Questions 5 to 8. Look at the form below. You will hear a woman phoning an architect to discuss a problem with a building project. You have 15 seconds to read through the form. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Hello, Frank Bauer speaking.
Hello. This is Antonia Radford from Speedlink. I'm phoning about a problem with our extension project at the factory.
Ah, I thought everything was on schedule.
So did I, until today. I called the site foreman because the air conditioning was due to be put in this week, but the subcontractors weren't there. They'd left a message that everything was on hold.
What reason did they give?
I thought it'd be a transport delay, because the system's coming from the States. Apparently, though, there's a hold-up at the supplier's end. A quality control issue at the plant, actually.
I see.
Now, as you know, the rest of the construction work is more or less finished, but we can't start the assembly line until this system is operational, for health and safety reasons. We were due to begin production next week.
Right. That's why we drew up a contract that allowed you to claim compensation in these circumstances.
Absolutely. So, could you please inform the building company we will be expecting that for each day's further delay?
Now listen to the recording again. Conversation 3. Questions 9 to 12. Look at the notes below. You will hear a woman giving feedback to a colleague on his presentation at a conference. You have 15 seconds to read through the notes. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Hello, John. It's Kim. You wanted some advice about your presentation.
Please. That's the first time I've given it and I'm repeating it next month.
Well, the introduction was clear and you finished on time without appearing hurried. The case study you analysed seemed a bit long, though.
You're right. I'll cut it a bit.
Now, the slides. You had the right amount. Personally, I'd use a larger font, though. It helps in a big hall. But the graphs made your point well.
Good. I worked hard at those.
Another tip. You didn't turn your back on the audience, but be careful not to block their view of the screen. It's frustrating if they can't see what the presenter's referring to.
I was so nervous.
You didn't sound it. You spoke very clearly. Think about your body language, though. You don't want to stand absolutely still, but avoid too much movement if you can.
Oh, that's really helpful.
You're welcome.
Now listen to the recording again. That is the end of part one. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.